This is John Gibbons, All Rights Reserved, 2016. This is an Outdoor Guide Training.com production. We're talking now about the seventh pillar of making money in the outdoors. That is simply customer service. Now, there's nothing simple about customer service. In the first place, you must always remember that the customer is the important person in any of these transactions. If you create a situation at any time where you alienate the customer, and sometimes that's difficult not to alienate the customer because it's just the nature of interaction between two people. You may not get along with this person for whatever reason. The best situation or best possible situation for you to do in that event is just simply refund their money and walk away and move on to somebody else that you can service. Also, if you're not able to come to an understanding with that person, you've got a contract, or perhaps you find yourself in the middle of the woods, you have to make the best of the situation. And it's just part of the business, especially if you're guiding. I mean, if you get stuck with somebody like this, it's really difficult. All you have to do is read some of the Hemingway short stories to realize that this has been an ongoing problem for a very, very long time. And you have to figure out how you're going to deal with that situation. The important thing is to establish a reputation for having a clean, well-maintained, well-organized itinerary and staying to that itinerary. If you are a half an hour late for whatever process you're doing or for whatever event you're having, then people are going to have a very bad taste in their mouth. They're on vacation in many cases, and they don't have a lot of time to waste. They want to get right to an activity. They don't want to spend a lot of time. Now, if the nature of the activity is that you have to travel to get there, well, then that's part of the process. But that should be made very clear ahead of time. Deliver whatever it is you say you're going to do. And if not, notify them ahead of time of the changes, and then make or create some kind of compensation or plan that is acceptable to make up for that loss, up to and including returning their money. I have been in situations, and I'm going to tell you a quick story. I was in doing a program, and they weren't happy with it. They weren't happy with me. I don't know if there was a miscommunication, the age group, the process. So I said to them, I said, well, you know what? There's no charge. And I found that they were willing to pay because they had made the agreement and they were going to stand by it. If you feel that whatever happened on that particular trip experience was truly your fault, or that you did not deliver what you had promised, then by all means, I would automatically just rip the bill up. There is something to be said with picking a group of people that you want to work with and a type or a demographic or perhaps a specific, whatever you deem a category of people, and work within that group and specialize in that group, and that will save a lot on customer service. If you find that you really want to work with a church group, let's say, and you find yourself, you know, bringing out a bunch of people that really their only desire is to get trashed every night, this is going to grate on you, and you're going to say, why am I even bothering doing this? This is ridiculous. Well, start picking a group that you want to work with and provide excellent customer service for that group.